Stand up and go. Your faith have saved you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My dear brothers and sisters, most times we spend much time recounting our woes and disappointments to the extent that we hardly recognize or appreciate the goodness of God in our lives. So this Sunday, the Holy Mother Church reminds us of the importance of showing gratitude to God. If we spend just a moment to reflect on our lives, we shall find many reasons why we must always return to God with our heart full of gratitude to Him. It is good that we give a little scenario of what happened that Naaman came thanking the prophet. Naaman was the commander of the pagan king. And they were in conflict always with the Jews. But Naaman happened to have leprosy as a sickness. Naaman was urged by a Jewish servant to go and meet the prophet. Naaman came and was healed. That prompted him to come back to thank the prophet and the God of Israel. So today's first reading, the story of Naaman the leper, is a typical example of how we should express our profound gratitude to God. Naaman also teaches us how to show appreciation to those who have been good to us. Also, we learn from this reading that God does not come to our help because of what He will receive from us. For He says in the book of Haggai, chapter 2, verse 8 to 9, "All the silver and gold in the world are mine." However, He does not condemn material offering to the church in appreciation of His goodness to us. This is because the church is the visible sign of God on earth. So, our offering of thanksgiving to the church are offered to God to build up His visible body, His church. Hence, St. Paul, in the second reading, advises Timothy to be grateful to God, even in his physical sufferings and amid the dangers associated with spreading the word of God, because God will always be faithful to His people. My dear brothers and sisters, the same scenario played out in today's gospel reading. In today's gospel reading, Jesus reminds us of the importance of gratitude to God for favors we have received from Him. The 10 lepers had a desperate need, and they called out to Jesus, "Jesus, Master, take pity on us." And Jesus took pity on them. He said, "Go and show yourself to the priest." So on their way, all of them were cured and healed, but only one turned back and praised God at the top of his voice, threw himself down at the feet of Jesus, and thanked Him. This made Jesus to wonder about the attitude of the other 9 who were cured and healed. My dear people of God, the most significant thing is what Jesus said to this man who came back to thank Him. "Stand up and go on your way. Your faith has healed and saved you." All the 10 were cured, but only one had faith, and because of his faith, he was saved, not only healed. For the other nine, Jesus was important at a time when they needed a cure from him of their disease. But after being healed, they forgot about him. So in the light of this, we can re-examine ourselves to know how often we appreciate God for the many blessings he has given us. The gospel reading of today about the forgetful lepers present a God who desires gratitude from us for the many blessings we receive from him and who feels pain at our ingratitude. In this reading, what caught the admiration of Jesus about the Samaritan was that he turned back, praising God at the top of his voice, threw himself at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. My dear brothers and sisters, our life is filled with a multitude of unmerited blessings, unmerited healings, health, food, family, friends, wealth, our faith, and especially the life we are living today. That we woke up this morning and was able to come to worship the Lord is his gift. The question for each and every one of us is, when was the last time we expressed this kind of gratitude to God? Sometimes I see people who come to Mass with their face so squeezed, as if we are fighting, as if we are forced to come to God. Gratitude to God is an expression of our faith in his saving power. Many of us hardly have time to show gratitude to God for what he has done for us. Sometimes, even using the gift he has freely given to us to help others becomes difficult for us because we rationalize too much. Showing gratitude to God is very important in our Christian journey with him. However, we should not see this as a burden. It should not be forced. The truth is that there is no amount of money or material things that will be enough to pay God back for his goodness to us. So, the decision to show gratitude to God must flow from our hearts and must be from a pure conscience. And that is why we must, like the psalmist, say, I am happy when they say, let us go to the house of the Lord. Today's reading always reminds us that faith and healing goes hand in hand. It was faith that prompted Naaman to plunge himself into the water of the Jordan River. And it was faith in Jesus that prompted the lepers to present themselves first to Jesus and then to the priest. The readings also demonstrated the universal love of God for all peoples, including the Samaritans, whom the Israelites hated, and the pagans, Israel's enemy, who Naaman represented. In the light of this, we must approach the sacrament of the Eucharist every day. It is a sacrament of gratitude and thanksgiving to God. It is one whole sacrifice which we, the church, give thanks to God when we gather as one big and united family in his presence. My dear people of God, we need to learn to be thankful to God and to others. We can express our gratitude to our loving and providing God by offering grace before our meal. And this brings me to our attitude when we go to the restaurants. Many of us feel ashamed, shy, to make even the sign of the cross, or even to pray because people are looking at us. God has done much for us to be ashamed of him, for us to be shy in worshiping him no matter where. We can also show our loving and thankfulness to God by helping others, radiating his love, mercy, and compassion to all whom we encounter, including our family and friends. It is also by taking good care of our old parents and sick parents that we express our gratitude to them for the loving sacrifice they have made in raising us. We need to celebrate the Holy Eucharist as the supreme act of thanksgiving, because the Greek word Eucharist means profoundly religious and thoroughly spiritual thanksgiving. When we celebrate the Holy Mass together, we are thanking God for giving us the great gift of his Son in the Eucharist, so that we can share in his divine life, and for giving us his teaching, guiding us and strengthening us through the power of the Holy Spirit. We can see why we should be happy, why we should be joyous when we are coming to Mass. Therefore, when we gather, as we are doing now, we are here to say, we give you thanks, Almighty God, for these and all your benefits to us through Christ our Lord. So, it is not only about offering God material things and gifts only. Instead, it is more about lifting our entire being to God in appreciation and gratitude for his love and goodness. It is more about offering ourselves totally and wholly again and again to God. This is the gratitude that flows from a sincere heart. My dear brothers and sisters, in our time of need, let us always turn to Jesus, and let us have the faith that he will answer our prayers. And when he do, may we always remember to give thanks to God for his blessings to us. Let us not behave like these 9 lepers who forgot to give God thanks. Let us not be ashamed or shy of worshiping God, praising him and thanking him for life, for all the blessings he has given to us, even in the public. Let us always be happy coming to worship him the Holy Eucharist. Let us remember that it was not only Naaman, not only this Samaritan leper, but David danced to the extent that his clothes came off, praising God for all he had done in his life. May we always, my dear brothers and sisters, always be joyful. May we pray in this Mass that God continue to give us a joyful heart, because those with grateful and thankful heart are always on the road to salvation. May it be so in our life through Christ our Lord. Amen.